This hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hi, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, May the 19th. I guess I can share that with you. It's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's Carl Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and guess what? Our chat room is back, and it's working.
Yay.
So good morning to everybody. Hey, how are you doing?
Wonderful. How about that rodeo? Oh, my word. 3 days. Actually, 4 days for us. But we'll cover that a lot, as well as Friday, the pancake breakfast. It was just awesome. I don't know if it was just a change of mood for me personally, but I was in awe, really, of the entire, you know, we went Friday night, we went Saturday night, I had the chicks and chops Friday day, we had the pancake breakfast, and I was just like so many events that we went to.
There is, and we'll talk about those in a second, but let's start off with Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris, what's happening?
Well, good morning, Carl. We're 30 minutes or so into a new trading week, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 21 points at 16,470. The S&P 500 up 1 point at 1879, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 6 points at 4,097. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 100 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, AT&T down 83 cents at $35.92, Pfizer's up 41 cents at $29.53, JCPenney off 28 cents at $9.45, while Rite Aid's up 23 cents at $7.81. Of local interest, PG&E up 14 cents at $43.78, North Valley Bank up 20 cents at $21.68, Harley-Davidson adding 4 cents at $72.05, while Sturm Ruger's down 24 cents at $65.13. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.5%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35. Oil's up 78 cents a barrel at 102.36. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $8.70 an ounce at $1,301.79, while silver's up a quarter at $19.51 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You want to find out what's happening on Wall Street, what's the latest in heavy metals and all those other things, the heavy metals.
Hey, Harley's up 4 cents.
Yeah, that's right. You check it out with our Wells Fargo Advisors. New investments you just want to check on, financial freedom. Give them a call, 243-7561.
I'll tell you what else is up, and we're going to be talking about that in the next segment, is Disneyland. Of course, we went through all these top trending things, and it was, you know, Russia pulls out troops from Ukraine. You know, the list goes on, and about Disneyland. Carl says, tell me about Disneyland. So we opened that up. We're going to tell you about, I think you're going to be interested in this. But I'll tell you what, it's so great after we spent two nights at the rodeo and, you know, like I said, so many events and picking stuff up, and with our good friend Bob Belongi and Brendan Belongi on Friday at the pancake breakfast. They helped us, and they were right there at the helm, actually helping us to run the show while we were on the air. They did such a great job,
so
counting down and
so
all that.
If there were any drops or anything, that was Bob's fault, right, Bob?
So, I could explain it to you, but it would go right over your head.
You're right. You know what though is way we run things. If 1,000 people are using their cells or 2,000 people are using their cells, we just have to fight our way through that. Cell phones. Anyway, go on.
Big time. Yeah. So anyway, it was nice at the end of the day to be able to fall into bed, and how nice with our sleep number to be able to have that deep rest. And my sleep number setting, I think this week, and I went down to 40 on my side. And that's the great thing about the dual air technology, is that you can go with what you feel at that moment. If you've been doing yard work and you're particularly sore or tired from a flight, or 3 days of rodeo festivities. My God, those Bunkin' Bronx. I bet you they sleep on a Sleep Number.
Well, if they didn't, they could. And they could probably, they should, because they could live.
Do they make Sleep Numbers for horses?
Well, not the horses. The horses are smiling when they get off. It's the bronc riders that come off there. And you know what? If they had Sleep Number, their Sleep Number settings would probably be 2. My Sleep Number setting, of course, is, I've got mine up to 40 also. You know what I like about it is because it's dual air technology. You can have your number and I can have mine. And it makes no difference. We can sleep the way we want to. If you're not around it, you don't appreciate it. It contours your neck, shoulders, backs, and hips, and it's clinically proven to relieve back pain. Plus, it's Consumer Reports' number one mattress. You can't beat that.
That's
and now,
great.
How much is a good night's sleep worth to you, my friends? Well, hurry in for Memorial Weekend Savings when all beds are on sale, starting at just $649.99. For a queen mattress, a C2 queen mattress, and you can't beat that. All of them at your Sleep Number store located in the Target Shopping Center. Give them a call, 223-2300, either Brian or Janice. I'll tell you what, they're experts. They're going to help you get that great night's sleep.
Hey, you know, we talked a lot about the rodeo, but there were some staggering numbers. And, you know, we were sat at the same location, which is right there in front of the vintage wine bar. For the pancake breakfast. And we were out, we saw in the line happened to be performing in front of us this year. Usually it goes down the center of the Roaring Gulch, which is, you know, the street right in front of the Cascade. But this time I think they diverted the line so that it was coming down the sidewalk, and it was right in front of us. And I swear, maybe 3 times in the entire 2 hours, there was a break in that line.
Well, they finished up with over 10,580 served. They know for sure they're going to get the final numbers, but this is the first time we've ever seen it backed up like that. And, you know, but it wasn't backed up, so it was stopped. I mean, it was constantly moving. It was a constantly moving line, but it was just a lot of people. And how many smiley faces did you see?
I didn't, but there were no fights. People weren't disgruntled. Bob, you have something to say.
It was, if this wasn't a record, it was close to it. And, yeah, the atmosphere this year was just, I think it was a combination of the weather. People wanted a reason to get out and enjoy and just forget about all the troubles with 10,000 close friends.
We had a constant stream. Well, if you're listening to us, you know what was on Friday. But it was a constant stream of people, and we just had a great time with it. And then you go on to the rodeo. This was the best rodeo. I think it was the best rodeo.
It was my best rodeo outside of Cota, Wyoming. This was the best rodeo I've ever been to. I mean, Cody's like, you know, the birth of or whatever, one of the best in the nation. But right here in Redding, California, the best. They had number one, number two, number three, number four in the Bronx and in the
Saddle Bronx, bareback, bull riders. Everybody out there was a champion on Saturday. That was that champion's
intense
challenge. And you know what? It's a big thing for it to come to Redding. And I tell you, the stands were full. Stands were full. And people having a great time. They love to come here. You know, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard comes here. They can only come to 17 events the whole year. And this is one of the ones they pick, and they love it here because this place, Redding, North State, Anderson, Shasta County, honors its veterans, and they feel so welcome, and they want to come back. They want to come back for Veterans Day for the parade for that. So
or the Veterans Home was
the
Veterans Home. Glad to see them.
Oh yeah, they went out to the Veterans Home. These young men go out to a lot of different places.
And the One Armed Bandit, you know, it's so funny because it's a very memorable performance. I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I think she attended the rodeo. They came up from Sacramento about 4 years ago, and just out of the blue yesterday, she said, "And that One Armed Bandit." She said, "It's a very unique show. We've just so enjoyed that." Well, I said, yeah, but this year he had the longhorn.
They're a cross between the African, it's an African cow and a Texas longhorn, and the horns are like 12 feet from tip to tip, and they're very huge.
Well, what's the name of the breed again?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, so his left horn was so big, his head was cocked because it was huge. I mean, what do you think? Huge just is like a word that can go on forever. You know, what does huge mean to you?
What he does is he literally drives them up onto the top of his horse trailer, and then he follows them up with his mule, and he twirls around with that mule. He stands up on the saddle of the mule and cracks his whip, drops back down in the saddle. Everybody gets off. I mean, this guy who has overcome adversity, lost his arm due to an electric shock, you can't say enough about it. Anyway, if you did not go to the Redding Rodeo, And the pancake breakfast. Why? Where were
next
you? What
year.
Are you thinking of? We give away tickets. We are there.
Don't let the crowds fool you. It's easy parking, and you can get in and out quickly.
We were out of the rodeo grounds in less than 10 minutes. That's how organized they are. Now, think about this. From the time we left our seats, got down to the car, and we didn't leave early. We waited to the very end, got in our car, and we were out in 10 minutes. Okay. Big shout-out to Mike and Bertha.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary.
25th anniversary.
I think tomorrow is the official anniversary. 25 years. That was great.
You know what? Another big shout out to Bennett Gooch, Bruce, Alex, Rick Williams for the rodeo. The guys that put that rodeo on. Of course, the pancake breakfast guys. Super. The parade was outstanding, too.
Parade was the best I remember.
Yeah.
They had, I just said, where can you, I mean, I don't know. Again, maybe it was a shift in me or something. Just to hear the high school bands, and they had this cheerleading squad that I just thought, my God, they were doing these huge tumbles and
throwing people in the air.
Absolutely, like they do today in competitive cheerleading. And by the way, we got they won.
Did they win?
Yeah, okay. And there were different categories, of course.
They won their category.
Yeah, they won their category. And then, of course, you had the gymnastics, and you had the flag lines, and then you had the pipers, and you had tons of horses, mules,
and the
packers.
Pooper scoopers.
And the pooper scoopers.
The pooper scoopers who got major rounds of applause from the crowd, as they should, because somebody's got to keep cleaning it up. You okay? All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know what? You want to talk community radio? You want to know what's going on? Well, you tune in right here at KCNR 1460. And we'll find out what's going on all through the week, Saturdays and Sundays. More local radio programming than anybody has anywhere. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. How are you? The chat room is up, and it seems our servers are unhacked and ready to access your thoughts. We love that. 7:20 in the morning here on KCNR 1460, the 19th of May. Oh, my. Scattered showers today with temperatures around 74 degrees. Our lows will be around 53. And tomorrow it looks like we have a less percentage of the slight chance of showers. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Wednesday gets up to about 88. So we're up and down with all these great temperatures. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. They also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call today for any of your gas and propane needs, 365-3793.
Hey, our guest is Sharon Engel, who is in town today. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be on your show today.
Well, Linda and I have been had a number of emails from people. You're coming into town to speak tonight, is that correct?
I am. I'll be there at 6 o'clock at Shasta Bible College, so I hope everybody can come if they want to hear some talk about voting, if they want to hear about Harry Reid in Nevada and possibly about what happened in 2010. I'll be there and I'll be answering questions.
Okay, Sharon Engel was the Republican nominee against Harry Reid in 2010, and there was a number of things happened during that campaign that we could I know we just want to talk about, but since then, Sharon, after what happened with the BLM incident and it coming out that Harry Reid is tied into Chinese and solar and the sale of land, that all sounds a little squirmy. Were you surprised?
Not at all. Not at all. This is exactly how Harry Reid has been operating for over 30 years. He treats the public lands, the lands that belong to you and I as Americans, treats those at his own personal kingdom, and he's been making land deals all along. And remember, if you do, in the debate that I had with him in 2010, I asked him, explain to us how you've made all your money, because he is one of the richest men in the U.S. Senate. And of course, his answer was, I'm on a fixed income. Well, now you know how he's fixed that income.
Well, you know what? It seems like today he just came out and said he wants to put an amendment into the Constitution to cut back on free speech.
Well, of course, he doesn't want people like you and I talking about what he's been doing.
Yeah, he says he wants another amendment. He wants to limit the amount of money people and corporations can give to candidates, and which is kind of which has just been ruled on by the Supreme Court. Says, well, you can do that. That's part of your First Amendment rights. But he wants to put forth an amendment that says that he wants to restrict that because all those nasty conservatives are saying nasty things about him and his family and everybody else that doesn't have a conservative bone in their body.
Well, there's another irony here. His friend, Harvey Whittemore, who got him $150,000, actually paid it out of his own pocket, $150,000 in campaign contributions for a land deal that he did for him in 2009. Harvey tried to disguise that under election law and was found out and indicted. We're still waiting for him to go to prison, but we're not sure that will ever happen. But it's interesting that he wants to limit our free speech through campaign contributions, but his friend Harvey is able to do $150,000 to him or more. That's just the stuff that we know about.
Wow. Okay, so now who's sponsoring you tonight, or who has brought you over here tonight to talk?
Shasta County Republican Assembly
has
sponsored me because I'm the national president of the Republican Assemblies. We have chapters in over 27 states, and we are the Tea Party before there was a Tea Party. President Reagan called us the conscience of the Republican Party, and we call ourselves the Rhino Hunters.
The Rhino Hunters, Republicans in name only. Okay. So do you have, what do you think about California?
Well, I think that you're our last best hope. If that doesn't make sense to you, I apologize. What we do is we watch California knowing that you are the petri dish, the proving ground, the test place, if you will, for every liberal idea that's come into the United States. And you have fought it usually 10 years before the rest of us even know that the left is thinking about it. We want to help you, and we want to be a part of what's going on with your citizens trying to preserve their freedom. We know that as California goes, so does the rest of the nation. And we know that you have 55 electoral votes that decide who the next president's going to be. So it would be very unsatisfactory, if you will, if we were just to let California fall off the left coast without a fight.
Well, I believe you're right. You know, we have to continue the fight to have it. You know, like up here in Northern California, of course, is the State of Jefferson movement. But, you know, the bottom line for State of Jefferson is just being heard down in Sacramento. You know, it's representation. Instead of having one senator and one assemblyman, we'd like to have more representation, so at least people can understand what we hold a value up here, and our logging, our rivers, all of this. But people below Sacramento have no idea, and frankly, don't care.
Well, Carl, you have just nailed it. That is what's happening over this whole entire nation. The urban areas are ruling over the rural areas, over the heartland, if you will. That's why when you look at that map, it's all red except for those big cities. And you have just spoken to it. We don't have representation because the people in those cities really aren't paying attention to what's going on in the heart of America. And if we lose the heart of America, we actually lose our freedom.
Well, I believe that. You know, the other thing, too, is our electoral college setup in California is frankly disrespectful of the electorate, of the people, because it's a winner-take-all. And so if you have 50.5% that vote one way and 49.5% vote the other, the 50.5 takes all of the electoral college votes instead of splitting it, you know, by who you voted for.
Of course, that's the U.S. Constitution that set up the Electoral College. I suppose my greater argument in California's electoral system is the newly passed runoff system that you have instead of primaries. You really don't have a choice in some areas that your candidates may be two Democrats, and then where's the choice in that after you get through that runoff system? Sacramento has really done a great disservice to the people of California.
Well, we live with this, and every day it gets a little bit better in the sense of more taxes. We have the highest gas prices in the nation. We have our schools are coming apart, yet we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in our schools. Our infrastructure is coming apart, yet we can build a new high-speed train to nowhere. It's quite the atmosphere out here. But you know, there's so many good things about California that if some changes are made, there's no reason that business won't come back here or stay. Right now, businesses are leaving like it's like fleas off a dog that's just been sprayed.
Well, absolutely, you're right. Remember, during the Depression, where did people go? To the land of opportunity. What was that? California. And it's still a land of opportunity, a very beautiful state. And a state, as you point out, that people want to live and raise families and have businesses, but the governmental environment has really stifled that. You mentioned an interesting thing, that train to nowhere. We have the piece of the train to nowhere, if you will, that goes from Las Vegas to Victorville. That truly is almost a place that's nowhere. And yet, that was a payback for a land deal that Harry Reid did with a fellow named Sig Rogich. And the payback was Republicans for Reid. 200 Republicans signed over to support Harry Reid in 2010 as a payback for the train to nowhere. So it's an interesting land deal that supports Harry Reid.
Well, I tell you, okay, we could go on about Harry Reid for the rest of the day, but Sharon Angle is here, ran against Harry Reid in 2010. She's going to be speaking tonight at the Shasta Bible College. What time is that?
at 6 o'clock, Shasta Bible College, 6 o'clock, sponsored by the Shasta County Republican Assembly. And we will be talking about more than Harry Reid. In fact, if we want to talk about what's going on right now in California, we'll be talking about that as well.
All right. Okay, if you tonight at 6 p.m. at Shasta Bible College, Sharon Engel, the Republican Assembly, and we'll be talking about all things political. Thanks a lot for calling in today.
Thank you, Carl. I hope I'll see you there this evening.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sharon. All right, we're going to take a quick break, Linda and I, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:33 in the morning. It's currently 55 degrees. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Guess what? They've got some new, they're called PSYKO. I guess we could call them the Psycho 7 cigar.
PSY.
Which is 90 points off the cigar aficionado. And it contains a medley of tobacco from 6 countries, including U.S. They also have the H. Upman, the banker. Cigar, you can just imagine, it's probably a big old fat stogie. And for Father's Day, purchase a Zippo lighter or a humidor, and you can get into a drawing for a Zippo men's watch.
All right. You know, I need a new lighter. I need something.
Okay. You know, they talk, Carl. We got a couple things to talk about here this morning. The nasal strip.
Okay, California Chrome. Let's talk about it. California Chrome, that California horse who won the Preakness on the weekend, came back and beat him in the final stretch, may not go to the Belmont Stakes because
they have banned horses from wearing nasal strips. Now, assistant trainer Alan Sherman said Monday morning he was hopeful and optimistic California Chrome would be permitted by New York racing authorities to wear a nasal strip when he makes his scheduled run for the first Triple Crown in 36 years at the June 7th Belmont Stakes. A day earlier, Sherman's father, 77-year-old California Chrome trainer Art Sherman, said that if the horses weren't allowed to run with the nasal strip, designed to enhance airflow in the nasal passages, which we both have worn in the past, and many sports and athletic, people wear them for this very reason, his owners might not want him to run at all in the Belmont, never mind the hugeness of the race for the horse and the racing industry. Well, I think there's going to be a standoff here.
Well, no, I think that New York said that they had one before that didn't let him, that the guy didn't run. Or the horse didn't run, but they're saying is that they didn't apply for him.
Yes,
so they're going to ask if it can happen. I mean, I can't see if that's going to be some kind of enhancement for the horse.
Our point being is that they did ban it, so they have to put in an official request.
Right.
So they have put in to get the nasal strip, and it looks like we're going to be able to use it. So far as what the headlines are. But they have put in an official request, and we're waiting to hear if that is going to be so.
And it's just in New York because the rest of the places they run at, they've run with nasal strips, and nobody seems to let that bother them. So okay, California Chrome, what a great success story that is. The owners who are assembly line workers, and now they've got a horse they turned down $6 million for. We're
one race away from making history.
Oh yeah,
and the first California horse.
The industry, which has been suffering,
they will definitely. Yeah. It's just that
you can't imagine they don't.
Okay, here's another thing in the headlines that's going to affect you. Either way, it's going to affect your pocketbook if you're going, and it's going to if you own stock, it's going to also affect you in a positive way. Disneyland announced big increases to its ticket pricing Sunday night, the latest evidence the massive upgrades made to the parks during the recession. The price of the popular one-day park hopper tickets, which allow visitors to enter both Disneyland and Disney California Adventure Parks in California, rose 9.5% to
$150. $150 to go to both parks.
Meanwhile, the price to visit just one park rose 4.3% to $96.
$96.
So for a family of four, I mean, this is no longer within the reach of a lot of ordinary
bucks.
Working people.
Yeah, $400. I mean, do you have to say
plus
well,
the lodging and the
well?
Yeah.
Now here's the other part
here's
to it,
biggest,
and here's the big change. Yeah,
the biggest shock, like you said, Carl, because we both used to live in L.A. and what it was like to just like back in my day, I pop in my Volkswagen Bug, join some friends, and in like 30 minutes I could be at Disneyland, and our friends played in the park, played banjo and played in the park, and we could just have a day.
Music and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, stuff like that. And then we have friends that were also in the parades. But the biggest shock to the residents of the Southern California area is Disney saying let it go, literally, to sales of new annual passes for locals. Sales of tickets are suspended unless consumers already have one. That these tickets have become so popular with Southern Californians that parks were getting stuffed with local residents on Sunday. The demand for the passes was robust despite big increases in the prices. Disney even offered a payment plan. You too can have a payment plan for these season tickets. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so those, they're going to let that go. I'm sure that's going to tick off some Southern California residents.
Well, you know what? They're more than happy when things are bad to, take your money from the locals down there. But now that things are coming back, they're loading up. Well, you know what? This is we don't need your locals anymore. I hope the locals have a long memory down there. Walt would never do this. Walt would never do this. Okay, let's talk about a tragedy here. A shooting Oh. Yeah, the trailhead up there past Red Bluff out in the Iron Mountain Trail. A gent by the name of Pat Gregory from Martha's Vineyard. And I've had the opportunity to go to Martha's Vineyard. If you haven't seen that, it's one of those places, you know, people, you know, talk about, it's very rich and all this. But Martha's Vineyard is a very beautiful place, too. But this guy, I guess, was one of the well-known members of that small community, would moderate all the city council meetings, was level-headed and all this. Well, he's out hiking with another resident from up right here in Manton, and some lowlife comes up and robs him and shoots them both. Mr. Gregory died out there. The 79-year-old gentleman who was shot was airlifted and is still alive. And they're looking for a white male with either a mustache or a beard. Blue jeans, and he had I don't know if it was a black shirt on or not, but police were really looking for him. But this is just, you know.
This is shocking.
He had already taken their money. He was 3 miles up from the trail. There's nothing around there.
Shocking for it's shocking for anyone.
Many levels.
Yeah. Many levels. And to think that this gentleman was, you know, again, listening to the interviews with some of the city officials in Martha's Vineyard today, they are in shock, disbelief, because for him to be taken this way, he was such a giver. He was very much into education. He had his own education, I guess, business.
Retired teacher.
Absolutely. So he was very much into giving into the community, and to think he's off, you know, listening to the birds, and he gets shot. It's just the very thought of it is just a horrific crime that is happening here in the North State.
Well, you know, you have that, and there was a shooting out in Happy Valley. Well, you know what? The chief of police is going to be on here today, Chief Rob Poletti. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about crime. But there's something else I really want to ask him about, is that in Morgan County, Indiana, a police sergeant admits that the increasing militarization of domestic police departments is partly to deal with returning veterans who are now seen as a homegrown terror threat. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Was it Janet Reno? No, not Rita. Who made that statement?
Oh,
Napolitano.
Napolitano.
I mix up my Janet.
Well, it's the ones that are pro-life, pro-life, pro-constitution. Those domestic terrorists like that. Not the I don't remember seeing Islamic groups in there. Sergeant Dan Downey of the Morgan County Sheriff's Department states, "When I first started, we really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people who are coming out of the military that have the ability and knowledge to build IEDs and defeat law enforcement techniques." Well, if I think back into the 60s, where they were setting off bombs everywhere, too. Remember the Weather Underground? Of course, you know, what are those two jerks' names?
Those people are in charge now.
Yeah, well, those people that are President Obama had a fundraiser at his house at the who is it, Ayers? And
Bill Ayers, yes.
Yeah, Bill Ayers and his wife, they built bombs, they killed people, but yeah. Of course we forgot
about that. Now they're
hailed
as heroes.
Yeah. And people want to know why they're getting these MRAPs, the vehicles, the mine resistant, anti-armored personnel carrier, Lakota, helicopters, UH-72s. I mean, this is in Indiana, and is this something that's going to happen everywhere, is that we have these MRAPs driving downtown. If you looked in Boston during the Boston, when that Boston bombing went off during the marathon, they were driving down the streets and policemen hanging on the sides, which is, if you're going to defeat terrorists, that's not a good way to do it, because they will just shoot you off the sides there. The other thing, too, is, when you start talking about domestic terrorism and the vehicles like this, is where's it going? Do we need this? Do we actually need these thousands of vehicles driving around the streets? Has it gotten to that point yet where the set battles are? We'll talk to the chief, because Chief Poletti, he goes to the police chief's conferences and he's up on all this. And I asked him about it one day. He said, nah, we don't need that. And so it's interesting to see how people take different things and what they want to do with them on that. We were talking, but today we saw on the Remember the girl we saw on the news today? 17 years old.
Fantastic.
And is the Republican. She is the Republican candidate in West Virginia for the assembly in her district. She's 17 years old. She's pro-gun, pro-life. And what is it? Pro-gun, pro-life, and whatever the pro is. But she is pro-business. And she looked around. She did her own little survey to see what people wanted. She wrote 800 letters, handwritten letters to people, and she won her primary. So she's going against a lawyer, Democrat, who's already talking about her lack of experience. When they asked her that, she said, well, look where we're at now. Our jobs are bleeding out of West Virginia. Kids have to leave to get jobs. I want to bring back jobs here. And if you look at the average age in the Senate and the House of Representatives, look where we are there. What a great job they're doing. Maybe we need fresh ideas. Oh, what a great answer. You know, In fact, I wrote her name down. I got to go look it up again. I may send her $100 just so she can do it. You know what? That's what we need, fresh ideas. Fresh ways of looking at things, fresh ways of bringing business or conducting business right here in the city of Redding, the county of Shasta, and all of Northern California.
What I love is the fact is that she didn't see any doors. You know, people like this young, ambitious. This is a week before high school graduation. Her name is Sarah Blair. She was barely old enough to vote when she unseated a West Virginia lawmaker, almost four times her age. She says that you don't need to wait until you're 40, 50, or 60 to realize, you know, our conservative principles are beneficial to everyone. Soft spoken and on message, she's a churchgoer. She says she is pro-life, pro-family, pro-gun rights, and pro-business.
There you go.
She can rattle off a laundry list of business taxes she wants to abolish or lower. So there you go. I love the fact
What's her name?
Just go back, and it's Sarah, but it's spelled S. A-I-R-A, like Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah Blair, B-L-A-I-R.
All right, so if you get an extra $50, let's throw it to Sarah. All right, we got to take a break. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, nutrition experts of the North State. More natural foods and supplements anywhere you're going to find in Northern California. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle, and it is. We shop there. Raw milk, everything you could possibly imagine. Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RatingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Somebody loves you. Yeah. You love somebody to love.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:50 in the morning here on Monday, May the 19th. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call. If you've got something on your mind, something stuck in your craw, it's time to do it now. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Caring for Reading area family since 2004. That's right. They're celebrating their 10th year in service and started on a kitchen table by Sharon Clark. What a great job. What a great job she has done. Check out the website at readinghomehelpers.com. All caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Call for a free in-home consultation at 226-8350 or check out the website again, readinghomehelpers.com. 226-8350. 10 years in service to helping our community right here. All right. The news of the weird, but I went past that, didn't I, already? Okay, let's move on. Hey, this week we're going to have a lot of people in here this week. We're going to have tomorrow Gary Haywood, who is the president of the Wintu tribe, or the chairman of the tribe. He's going to be in here guest hosting with me tomorrow. And we'll have some surprise guests for that. On Wednesday, we're having, the people that are running that part of the Bethel Church that are fighting against sex trafficking will be in here. We want to talk about that. It's another, we have this kind of an ongoing series of people that are coming in and has something to do with crime and, fighting the crime here in town. We've had the district attorney on. We've had, of course, the chief and the sheriff on. We've had the head of the probation department, the mental health people have been in here. All of this is trying to figure a way of getting our arms around the crime here in Shasta County and here in Reading and Anderson. And when I say that, part of the problem is, the biggest part of the problem is, we have no place to keep them. And why don't we have a place to keep them? When I say them, does that sound bad? We need a place to keep those that we arrest, and we need to have a home for them in the jail so we can hold them until they are sentenced. And then we need to be able to hold them, and as they're released, because they don't have the room, is if they are going to have any help at all, you need a place to keep them. So how are we going to do that? What is the plan for that? What do you see as the vision for that? Well, these are things that that we need to address. But I tell you who else needs to address this is those people running for office. Well, all the people that are coming in office, the first question I'm going to ask them is, what's your vision for the next 5 years? What's your vision for bringing business? And I'm not talking about this, we need to do this. I want specifics. I want to know specifics on what you're going to do to help the economy right here in Shasta County and in Reading and in Anderson. What are you going to do? If you're an incumbent, what have you done in the past that makes me think you're going to do better in the future? Or if it's good in the past, that you're going to continue in the future? And don't tell me I want to grow hemp. I mean, okay, you want to grow hemp. All right. I don't think that's going to solve everything. You know, I want to grow marijuana here. I think we should export it to the rest of the states. Whew. Okay. It's not, it'll always take a deep breath. And let's think about that for a little while. Though I understand the corridor between California and Colorado is just getting knee-deep in people delivering product from California to Colorado, and people are getting caught. A lot of people are getting caught with like a few hundred pounds. Of course, it's for their personal use as they're heading into Colorado. Hey, man, I grew this over there because I take baths in it. It makes me feel better all over. All right. But this is what you need to ask your, you know, when they're standing up in front and they, you know, they're debating each other, the question needs to be, what are the specific plans you have on helping business in this terrible climate of California take a hold right here in Redding, right here in Shasta County? What are you planning to do? And don't tell me you're going to be bringing in more federal funds. That's not what we need. We need to have businesses here. What kind of coalition are you putting together to as a mentoring group? Because, you know, if you look at some of the people that we have on that are in the elected positions, they've never run a business. They have never run a business in their lives. What they've done is they have worked for the government. And there's nothing wrong working for the government. You know, God knows I did. Is that there's nothing wrong with working for the government. But you ought to have had a business someplace in there where you had to write a check. You had to write a check for payroll. You had to pay for their. You had to pay for taxes for them, for Medicare, for workers' comp, for these interminable number of taxes and fees and requirements that the city, the county, the state, and the feds put on you. You need to. You know, it doesn't mean that you need to have. I mean, you should have. It's like, you know, it's like service in our military. And you're making all these decisions. You know, at least you should have spent a few days out there.
You know, you ask these progressives, how are you going to pay for all this stuff since you're busy chasing businesses out of California? And the stock answers, well, we'll just tax the rich. Well, what happens when you're done strip mining that resource and there are no rich left? Then what?
Well, then you become the rich. No, if you pay taxes, if you're in that 50% and above that pay, you know, 50% of people that pay taxes, Bob, guess what? You're now the rich. No, you think I'm kidding?
Yeah.
I didn't get into Obamacare and health care and what it's going to cost you for that because it's already, it's terrible and it's going to continue to get worse.
All right. So this is kind of cyclical here where we bring it around, actually a good segue, if you will, that you need to take care of yourself and keep your mind fresh and young, keep active because you know the government isn't going to do it for you and healthcare is harder and harder to get. Well, great story to end this segment with in Indianapolis. A 102-year-old woman says she's disappointed racing great Mario Andretti couldn't go faster than 180 miles per hour during their laps around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Edith Pinninger of Muncie said she had a great time riding with Andretti in a two-seat race car Tuesday. He said 180 is the maximum. She told the Star Press, I wanted to do 200, but he wouldn't do that. Dozens of family members joined her at the speedway for what was her second trip around the track. In 2008, she rode with driver Ari Lyandek Jr. She marked her 100th birthday 2 years ago by going parasailing. She ended her latest speedway laps with a drink of milk, just like the tradition of Indy 500 winners in Victory Lane. Gotta love it.
180 miles an hour, and it's not fast enough.
And she's 102. Look at how spry she is.
She doesn't look like 102.
Nope. She's with Andretti. Wow. Looks like he could be her boyfriend.
Hey, Bob, if you weren't so happily married, I found a lady for you here, buddy. Okay. Hey, we have some people in here, onion growers, saying AB 32 is going to triple electric and gas prices. That's when it's, you know, on our cap and trade and all that. No way Redding can compete. The only investment that would make sense in Redding is a private prison to take advantage of the health care available here. If Redding had a private prison, the powerful California Correctional Peace Officer Association would probably allow county prisoners to be sent to the private prison. Correctional Corporation of America could build a private prison in half the time the state of California could build a private one. That's probably true. But, you know, do we need a prison up here at all times? If you're saying is yes. Well, I think that we need to take a look at some other things. We need to really think outside the box. Maybe this is one way of doing it. Thanks for the blog there, Onion Grower. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Linda, estate jewelry that they have has got to be just, I mean, they're so outstanding. You never go anywhere else to look.
Well, much more than estate jewelry. He's also an opal expert and gemstones of any kind. Go in and see Leonard. He's trustworthy. He also buys gold. And they have the only watchmaker and watch
repair guy
in all of the North State. Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congress plans to take a close look at the proposed AT&T DirecTV mega merger.
The House Judiciary Committee is planning hearings on the just-announced $48.5 billion deal. The Senate Judiciary Committee is likely to follow suit. It's another sign of big changes coming to the telecommunications industry. It comes just weeks after Comcast announced plans to buy Time Warner Cable. Final approval most likely lies with either the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission, or the Justice Department. If both deals are approved, AT&T would become the second largest pay TV provider in the country.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting also at SRNnews.com. The board of directors of British drug maker AstraZeneca has rejected a $119 billion takeover offer from U.S. drug maker Pfizer. AstraZeneca's Leif Johnson commenting on Britain's Sky News.
They surprised us by coming out with this bid, which was not on the table at all yesterday. But from their point of view, they're saying that it's an absolute and final. And then that's what we hear and what we will do, and we have a recommendation against them.
Pfizer is the world's second biggest drug maker by revenue. It's been courting number eight AstraZeneca since January. Key employees at the nation's second busiest commuter railroad may soon be asked to get their necks measured and report whether their spouses have been complaining about their snoring. Sleep expert Dr. Brad Walga says sleep apnea can wake people up hundreds of times at night. They might not even know it.
Imagine how that's affecting your day-to-day ability to work and focus and stay awake. It's incredibly challenging for those folks to stay awake.
And the new focus, because the Metro North Railroad is talking with its unions now about setting up a program to fight sleep apnea. This is SRN News.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The average price for regular gasoline has fallen more than 3 pennies over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Toby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are down 3.5 cents over the past 2 weeks. This is the first time in quite a while prices had been climbing nearly 43 cents per gallon over 12 weeks.
And that is analyst Toby Lundberg. And according to her latest survey in the lower 48 states among the stations surveyed, San Francisco was paying the most for gas at $4.17 a gallon. The cheapest she found was in Albuquerque, New Mexico at $3.32. According to Turkish news reports, sensors noted high levels of toxic gas inside a Turkish coal mine days before the disaster that left 301 miners dead last week. Reports say the company officials took no action. Prosecutors have arrested two more people now in connection with the devastating fire that led to all those deaths. This is SRN News. Attorney General Eric Holder says Chinese military officials hacked into six U.S. nuclear powers, metal, and solar products industries. The charges contained in a federal indictment are the first U.S. cyber espionage charges against state actors. 150 words or phrases have been added to the 11th edition of the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary.
Many of the new additions stem from digital life and social media, including spoiler alert, hashtag selfie, and tweep. Others are food-driven, such as pho and turducken, a boneless chicken stuffed into a boneless duck stuffed into a boneless turkey. The environment has not gone unnoticed, with the addition of cap and trade as well as fracking.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A few other additions include e-waste and freegan, one who scavenges for free food in store and restaurant trash bins. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, honey.
Good morning. I've got to get the microphone over here. I was too bad. Chief is in the house, so we're sitting here talking. Currently 55 degrees in a downtown studio. Scattered showers is the forecast today. 40% chance of scattered showers with temperatures around 74. And tonight we're going to have lows of 53. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. Give seniors and they also give the senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Terry is on the line. Terry, good morning. What's happening?
We're going to Wells Fargo first.
Chris Lusondak. Screw up here. Chris Lusondak from our Wells Fargo market. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are modestly mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2 points at 16,489. The S&P 500 up 2 points at 1880. Well, the NASDAQ Composite's up 27 points at 4117. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 168 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $7.85 at $6.05.36. Microsoft down 26 cents at $39.57. Facebook up 78 cents at $58.80. And Twitter's down a nickel at $32.22. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.5%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34%. Oil's up 49 cents a barrel at $102.07. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $5.32 an ounce at $12.98.41, while silver's up 15 cents at $19.41. This is Chris Lusondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday on KCNR here at 708-808-908.
Telling us what's happening on Wall Street.
And
so I jumped in there and changed it up. So let's go to the phones. Terry's been waiting to see what's happening with the tea party tonight.
How you guys doing?
Well, it's Monday, Terry. We're lucky we're just even talking right now.
Rodeo. We have rodeo. What is it called? Fatigue.
Rodeo fatigue.
Yeah, we sort of have Del Norte fatigue. We went up through Oregon and into Del Norte County this weekend. But tonight at the tea party, we will be discussing candidates, propositions, things of that nature, because it is election season. And, one of the funny things I always hear from these folks is, we need to create jobs. The only way government creates jobs is if they get out of the way. Look at how friendly we were to Mr. Anselmo.
Oh, yeah. And, the thing about it is that this is what, when you all have those candidates in front of you, one of the first questions should be is, what is your vision? What's your vision? And then make them give you specifics about how they're going to do it. Because anybody can say, I'm going to bring jobs and I want to do this. But make them talk about it, because we have several people that have run before on here that said they say the same thing every time, and yet nothing happens.
You're right. And the other thing is, too, in a climate where people just do not trust the elected officials, you can pick up a paper, you can talk on the street to folks, you know, when people say things that are running for office and then do and react in a completely different way, if that's on their track record, we need to start really showing that on these folks. I think that's a real big thing. So we're going to talk about that tonight at 2570 Bonnie View Road, and that's at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6. But really and truly, how does anybody elected official, other than getting out of the way and reducing regulation, how in the world do they ever help businesses?
I'm not sure. I just know is that the every time they put up a new, they bring in a new agency too. And you know, I talk, and then they talk about, oh, we're going to do this, but we need to have an agency oversee it. I mean, there's a thousand new jobs, but it just puts out, it is just so onerous on the people. Another reason that we should be fighting for for representation.
Well, you hit the nail on the head this morning when you said, you know, we want jobs. We don't want government jobs. We don't want state jobs. You hit the nail on the head when you said that this morning.
Yeah.
However, the deal is that isn't what they do, Carl. Elected officials don't create jobs. That should never come out of their mouth. We need jobs. Well, okay, that's fine. End of sentence. They can't do anything.
Well, they can say this. We're going to get off your back.
Yes, they can. Amen to that, my friend.
Okay. All right. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot.
Thanks, you too. Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you.
You bet. Sure.
Hey, all right. Now that I, flip-flopped on those two, we're not going to flip-flop on this because, you know, he's here on his handsome uniform, police chief.
Aww.
Rob Pelletti. It's a sight. Aww. It's a beautiful sight on a Monday morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You know what? The chief's blushing. I don't think I've seen you blush ever. You are today.
Well, he looks good. You know, a man in a uniform. It's all spit and polished and all that good stuff. So, and we're going to get down to business here and talk about what's happening with any of the recent arrests and what's going on the North State from your view.
Okay.
The this thing that happened out at the out past Red Bluff. I know it's outside of jurisdiction, but I don't remember something like this happening since I've lived here. We've lived here 7 years where somebody. Like, you know, that it's, a hiker or something like this is shot. Two hikers shot. Okay, yeah, we had the killings in Ingot, but those are kind of like local around here. I mean, you know, and you caught those guys. But this guy is, I mean, there may be others, but this, since I've lived here, it ran so random like that. And, I mean, have you heard anything else about that?
I have not. I have not talked to Chief Nanfito or the sheriff down there. As of yet, I've been a little. I was out of town this weekend for a little bit, so I'll try to talk to them this morning and get some info on what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's a that right there is, you know, people come, I mean, from come here to hike and to enjoy themselves, and they see that. That's not good.
Yeah, no, so, it's not good at all.
No,
and I don't know all the facts and circumstances on that one yet. So you know, I'll. You know, reserve comment there until I get the facts. We've had a lot of stuff going on, you know, here locally. I'm really, you know, proud of our investigations unit and getting, you know,
a righteous
human trafficker in the guy that kidnapped that 16-year-old girl from Sacramento and brought her here for the purposes of prostitution that we arrested last week. They put together and did a lot of very hard work identifying and the subject that threw the coffee cup and injured the
we want to talk about that. I tell you what, let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break now. That gives us a lot more time to talk after this. Sure. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a previously owned or new car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. And let me tell you about Crown Motors. They were huge backers of the Redding Rodeo and the Champions Challenge. And I tell you what, Dodge Ram, Dodge Ford, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership right there at Redding Crown Motors. And you can meet all the cowboys. You can have them sign. You can watch them draw their stock. You could get autographs signed. These are world-class cowboys, too, by the way, number ones. And, you know, these are world champions that were here. But Redding Crown Motors played a big part, as did a lot of other groups of people. Not only great deals will you get there, but they have an outstanding service department. Give them a call, 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. We'll be right back.
I think an economically failed Russia would be good for anybody.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal begin after a collision repair. resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Oh, you don't have road rage.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, yeah.
They should bring Tommy to town. That'd be cool.
Yeah, Pinball Wizard. Oh, I would actually make room to sign up for Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. We're talking road rage. That's one way to end road rage,
no,
right there.
It's
somebody
not.
Throws it, somebody comes up and road rages you. You're, at least you're prepared. Okay, I'm just kidding.
What did you just say? I probably blocked it out.
You probably did. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Okay, here's the big thing that John Bastiani's doing right now.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
He has a Colt 357 Python that he is selling raffle tickets
on. That's a gun, by the way.
And it is a beautiful pistol, one of the most beautiful pistols ever made.
It's a honker.
And it is for $10 for a raffle. Now, why is he raffling this off? Every bit of the proceeds are going to the local chapter of our military order of the Purple Heart.
Yeah.
He just wanted to do that. He said, I want to help veterans. Who should I do it for? I said, well, you got the Purple Heart guys. These guys are always doing things for the community. So you can get $10 for a ticket or $12 for $100. You know what? This is going to a great cause, and this is a pistol that you can't buy anymore.
It's a collector's piece.
Because it's
piece.
No longer on the
it goes into the safe.
Yeah, it could go, or you can shoot it. They're beautiful, and the fact is that you're going to – this is his personal firearm, so he will sell it to you that way. But you can't get them anywhere anymore. Go down to Bastiani Arms, 2539. Don't go today. He's closed today because, it's just they have a day off. But go on down tomorrow and buy as many tickets as you possibly can. All right. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti, and we're talking about some of the great things that happened.
Yeah, the guy's been working really hard, and we've been, a lot of media attention went out for, obviously and righteously so, the the incident, the road rage incident, where the subject, threw the coffee mug and hit the lady in the face over, something as simple as, making a mistake.
He was cut off.
That's my understanding. Yeah. But come on. It's accidental. You got a bunch of people on a roadway. Somebody's bound to make a mistake. The drivers are human. And, to take that action, and almost end her life over a driving mishap is unfortunate. And we've got a very solid case against him. And I think that
did somebody identify his license plate or something like that? Or
no, it was
you guys just found him. Huh?
It was pieced together through information from citizens that we received and through
people giving you tips,
evidence that we were able to collect at the scene and piece together with the cooperation of Department of Justice Crime Lab. So he's been identified and he'll be held accountable.
Has this guy ever been in trouble before?
Not really, no.
So see, here's somebody that let his temper get away from him, and he threw a coffee cup, or he's been accused of this, threw this hard one of these metal coffee cups, hit somebody probably old enough to be his grandmother in the face. Who had heart surgery, and so they had all these blood thinners and all these things, and caused a great deal of harm to her, and because
she's still,
he lost his
still slowly recovering,
so she hasn't recovered yet, and so he lost his temper, but it went on. It wasn't like instant. It was like he followed him.
No, he followed him for a while, and then he threw the coffee cup when she rolled down the window just to simply apologize for, wow, cutting him off and what had happened and that everything was, going to be okay. So, you just really when you an incident like that where you lose your temper on the roadway can profoundly, change the rest of your life. And for him and for her.
Is that a felony?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna answer to some pretty staunch charges and face, prison time over what? Something as senseless as a little bit of, maybe cut him off on the freeway.
Yeah, but that, if that,
lanes. It's a senseless, mundane, thing that took place that was just an accidental thing. And now you've got two people's lives affected, negatively
forever.
Because forever. For something that simple. So, you use that as a lesson in maintaining your cool when you're driving a car, and remember that they're just, good people driving the other car that probably just made a mistake and
people make mistakes too. I mean, I made a mistake the other day and almost was on the hood of a fire engine. I didn't make a mistake. I didn't know where they were coming from. I have a surprise. Isn't it surprising how fire engines can hide themselves as they're coming down the street making a wah, wah, wah
big
sound.
Red thing with horns and sirens lights everywhere.
But I tell you where it's at. And I saw a wreck right down here. Reading Police Chief is right down here on, was it Tehama Street, heading up toward Court Street, and that the cross street there is Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
There is stop signs on two sides, but not on other sides. And I bet if you go back and look how many wrecks are there, because some people think it's a four-way stop, and I saw a wreck there
the next day.
Yeah. So,
We've had that. We had the shooting over on C Street, and the guys responded quickly and wrapped those three.
That was that was fast too.
Yeah, wrapped those three suspects up really, really fast. Oh. And so, the department is working really hard to try to curb some of this stuff. I think that there's a little bit of a changing environment that we're seeing. We're starting to see some of the drug crowd come back into the community as we go into production season and other things. So it's going to be between that and the fire danger, it's going to be a busy summer.
Are we seeing an increase in officer injuries from this more basically violent attitude that I never saw before in all my time living in this town, which has been my whole life?
Yeah, we're still experiencing that. At any one time, we have roughly about 10%, 10 to 15% of our patrol force that's off injured, usually knee, back, shoulder injuries, fighting with suspects.
That's disturbing.
The methamphetamine that is in the community is prevalent. It's less expensive than it was 4 years ago, and it's more potent. So
wow.
We're starting to see
those effects. This is stuff they're bringing up from Mexico.
Yeah. They're not making it here?
No.
No, not too much anymore.
They can get... They pay less than they did a couple years ago for a pound now they can get a kilo.
It's gone from about 15,000 a pound to 13,000 a kilo,
which is 2.2 pounds.
2.2 pounds. So it's less than half the cost, and the purity level's gone up because of the abundance. They're producing a lot of it in Mexico, and that's one of the discussions that I had with our I went to the California Police Chiefs Legislative Day the other day, that we have no, you know, with the dissolution of the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement at the state level and the decrease that they're making in, you know, Burns-JAG grant funding to local task forces, there really is no statewide effort to interdict drugs coming in the flow of drugs from Mexico into in the distribution centers throughout California. And that was one of the discussions that I had with them, you know, with the state budget, they did away with the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement or severely decreased it. And I think that without a, you know, unified effort statewide to interdict the bringing of these drugs in from Mexico, methamphetamine is still the biggest problem in the city of Redding and Shasta County as far as, you know, what it creates, not just in the destruction and the damage to people from its use, but the addiction level that creates the property crime and other problems. Heroin is coming, you know, becoming bigger and bigger and bigger of a problem. The guys are finding it on a daily basis on suspects and you know, we're trying to, you know, include that in the press releases so people get a true picture of what's coming into their community.
How are the drugs being
I had my hand raised.
Okay, you go ahead.
I had my hand raised.
All right, I didn't look over there. You go first. Go.
The guy on C Street, you know, the shooting there. Did I actually hear the guy say that, oh, he knew who it was because they had taken his car and stolen 15 pounds of marijuana from him? Did he really say that?
That was over marijuana. There was you know, if there's a lot of debate on marijuana and its safety and whether or not it has negative effects. And if you take all that aside, the fact of the matter is this: it is still a cash commodity, and it's a big cash commodity. I talked to a chief in Nevada on the I-80 corridor, and he said they're arresting people from Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou, Humboldt County on a weekly basis in Nevada on the I-80 corridor, taking marijuana that's produced here under the guise of medical marijuana and being transported to Colorado for its legal sale. So they're catching. They just got a guy, according to him, a month ago on the I-80 corridor with 50 pounds of marijuana in his trunk from Redding.
Well, the guy says they stole 15 pounds of marijuana from me. Was there anything? Can he have 15 pounds?
Well, the marijuana regulations don't really say how much you can have with your medicinal card. So, you know, it's much more, you know, open-ended. You know, I mean, I take blood pressure medication. The doctor says you need, you know, 5 milligrams per day, one tablet per day, as opposed to a marijuana
script joints,
that they just
joints.
Say, I recommend marijuana. Well, it does, yeah. It's an open-ended
thing. Have you thought about trying that?
No.
There were plants that you were only allowed to grow so many plants
that's
with your script.
Well, that's by county regulation.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, what they do is they combined all the scripts together and they make large grows. And,
right.
And then, you know, there are people that are legitimately growing for medical reasons,
right.
And they're only using it for medical reasons.
That's right.
And then there's those that use, you know, any regulation that they can or the guise of medical marijuana to create a commercial profit, and those are the ones that our enforcement has focused on. But even with all of that, we're getting the tertiary crimes that come with that. You know, you have marijuana. I want marijuana. I don't want to pay for it. I'm going to come get it, and you're going to defend it, and we get those tertiary crimes that come with that.
And we have the shootout on C Street.
But when it comes to property crime and the other effects, the heroin and the methamphetamine are far worse than marijuana ever has been or, in my opinion, ever will be.
What do we look for? The question I was going to ask you is that, you know, we see a lot of guys riding around on bikes with little backpacks. Isn't that usually typically when you see somebody like that, perhaps they may be transporting drugs? Is there something that we need to look for?
Well,
clear of?
There are still kids riding around on bikes with backpacks,
yeah.
But, you know, it's the ones at 2-3 o'clock in the morning that are your property criminals that may have that. So, you know, the guys are doing a lot of, you know, when time's available and the calls for service are lower, they're doing a lot of proactive stops and you know, we're catching a lot of the drugs and other things that come with it. You know, when I caught that kid coming out of that auto shop, you know, he had needles in his backpack from his heroin use. So, you know, it's prevalent in that addiction level. You know, your average heroin user probably needs about $50 to $75 worth of heroin a day. The heroin keeps them from having a job. Where are they going to get that money? They steal it. So those addictions to methamphetamine and heroin, I think, are relating to, you know, a large portion of our property crimes that we're still experiencing.
And a large portion of the property crimes, it's still. And again, I want to make this really clear: is that the sheriff's department, and the police department, Anderson are doing their job. They're booking 1,000 people a month at the Shasta County Jail. So they're booking, they said, around 50 people a day as an average. So you all are out there arresting them. We go back, though, into being able to keep them in the facility that we have. and we can't keep them. We had them in talking about it. I'm not going to stop talking about it though, because we need a solution.
One of the legislators the other day when I was down in Sacramento asked me, what's the answer to AB 109? I said two things: prison or jail space, and statewide drug interdiction, because the drugs are leading to the property crime. And right now they're focusing so much of the money that is available from federal grants and state grants towards rehabilitation and not towards enforcement. Well, if you decrease the enforcement of drugs, you increase the amount of drugs, which inhibit your ability to get rehabilitation done. So, one has to work with the other. It can't be a sole focus. And right now, all the focus is going towards rehabilitation and programs and services and away from the enforcement of the laws themselves. And when it comes to methamphetamine and heroin, we have to have a strategy statewide I can arrest every drug dealer in Reading, but if it keeps coming in and the demand is still there, there's going to be another supplier. And you need to able to stop the flow into the state itself. And right now, there's just not a lot of that taking place.
And when it gets right down to the bottom line, is either you put enough forces out there to interdict it, or, and this is my idea, you take your worst offenders and you just give them all they can possibly snort or shoot into their veins.
Chief Paletti's idea. This is Carl Bott's idea. I just want to point that out.
They sign a waiver. You get the worst ones, and you say, okay, we're going to give you free meth. We've gotten this meth in raids. We're going to give you free meth. You sign up. You sign a waiver, but it says we're not going to take care of you. Here you go. Go lay down over there now. And when you want more, just come on back over here. We'll give you more.
The words and opinions expressed on this station are those of the owner of the radio station and not those of Chief Paletti.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindenbaugh, KCNR.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts. With two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week, more people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hey! Hey! This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash
In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Monday morning. Good morning. May the 19th, 8:33 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, if you have a question for the chief. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And look, it is fixed. The chat room is fixed. It's back up and running, and it's running smooth. As one of our chat people say, it's slick. And so, Brad.
It's slick?
It's slick. It's running slick. I like that, you know.
I haven't heard that in a long time. That's slick.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Outstanding place to get a haircut. And you just have a great time down there. It's kind of the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Chief, we did an earlier story about in Indiana the militarization of police departments. The heavy, they're getting, of course, the automatic weapons. They're getting, I mean, true assault weapons, not sporting rifles that are semi-automatic. They're getting MRAPs. They're getting all types of new equipment. And the sheriff there, or not the sheriff, but the sergeant said, he said, we have to upgrade our weaponry because we're facing that. It's violence. Plus, these veterans coming home are trained in IED and can defeat our IEDs and can defeat our tactics. When I see things like that, it just it kind of sends a chill through my body. And I said, we know you're going to be on today. I mean, what do you think about when you hear things like that? I mean, because you're a battalion, a regimental commander right now, right?
Battalion commander
in the Army Reserve, and plus you're an Iraqi veteran, but you're a police officer too. So,
well, you know, I think that a lot of departments are, you know, most departments, SWAT teams have an armored vehicle for approaches on barricaded suspects or officer rescue and things of that nature. A lot of departments are getting the MRAP. Quite frankly, because we bought so many to deploy into Operation Iraqi Freedom, they're on surplus, so they can get them for free from the federal government.
Plus the fact we never got them over there, because by the time they got them produced, we were already pulled out.
I had them on my second tour, and I'm not a huge fan of the vehicle anyway. The tip ratio of that thing, because it's so heavily armored and so tall, is I don't think it's very functional. Everything was focused towards IED protection. It does that very well. But we could barely get it through the streets of Baghdad because they're so large. Not to mention, as a police department, I'd hate to pay the maintenance on an MRAP, and the fuel costs because they're guzzlers. As far as, you know, his comment that we have to protect ourselves as a police department from, you know, these returning veterans because of their training, quite frankly, I find that offensive. You know, as a veteran, you know, we are here to and have served to protect our nation. And any class of people can have those that, you know, have problems and do things that we shouldn't do. But to classify an entire, you know, generation of veterans who served their country, the Department of Homeland Security did that once, and I found that offensive.
2009.
I love my soldiers, and you know, I told them I drove all the way yesterday to Paso Robles. I have two military police companies heading out to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for year-long deployments, and I told them, you know, that being a National Guardsman and being in the military isn't always easy, but it is always right. And
it's an honorable profession.
I thank them for their dedication and their willingness to leave their jobs and their families to continue to serve their nation. And then to say when they come back that they're some kind of a national security threat, I'm sorry, I find that offensive. I've got good people and good soldiers that volunteer to be in the United States Armed Forces and serve their country. And so, statements like that, I would take issue with that sergeant.
So I can assume then, by what you've just said, is that you're not really too worried about militarizing the police department to take on veterans with terroristic tendencies, huh?
No.
Okay, good. You know, and
You're very much involved with veterans.
It's very offensive.
Have you ever experienced one of all the hundreds of veterans that you both have been associated, thousands of veterans, one that you would say could be a terrorist?
No.
Not that I – no.
No,
no,
I
mean, that's the question.
You know what? I've never known anybody. I mean, I've had people that they don't like the administrations. They don't – I mean, and this goes back – what, for me, 40 years, you know, oh, gosh, that guy Carter or that guy Nixon. I mean, really. I mean, and then it went into, you know, Reagan and Bush and Clinton. I mean, everybody has their comments, you know, Obama and all these. Everybody has their comments. But I never heard anybody talking about, what the military ought to take over this mess. Never heard anybody say that.
On the contrary, I've actually been working with the United States Army Military Police School. Has actually been trying to transition the military police school to more of a police academy format and trying to get, create a Department of Army Peace Officer Standards and Training to where the officers actually would get civilian certification based on Missouri Post so that when these military policemen go through and serve 4 to 6 years in the military and gain some life experience, it's easier for them and they have a shortened academy when they get back so we can facilitate getting veterans into law enforcement jobs, not villainizing them the way that these people do. And I find it ludicrous.
Okay. We're talking about – how about in the crime stats, of course, with meth the way it is, and we've got to find ways of interdicting that. The ideas of for expanding our ability to hold people. Anything. I know that you're sitting on. I've had everybody that's on the board of the correctional. Was that correctional?
Or the Community Corrections Partnership.
Right, Community Correctional Corrections Partnership. When's your next meeting? You know,
I don't know. I mean, calendar.
Well, I know, but that's not fair. But I mean, is it a monthly meeting? Is that, I guess, is what I mean? Monthly or quarterly?
I think it's quarterly.
Okay, so you get once a quarter. I've read the plan. Plan looks nice, but there's that one big ugly skunk that's sitting over there on the edge of the table. Is these are good plans, but if we can't put them someplace, we're not going to be able to rehabilitate them.
Well, exactly. And that's one of the things that Sheriff Pasenko and I have been talking about for quite some time. And I think that, the sheriff did a great job in securing the 65-bed facility. But, when we have 1,100 repeat offenders that are 62% of our total arrests, it obviously shows that we need more capacity than that. And you can have big impacts on crime rates if you get the right people locked up, your most prolific criminals, if you can hold them. Right now, crime stats are a little bit of a yo-yo. Last month, auto thefts were down, but burglaries were up. And so, it's this.
They flip-flop, huh?
We ended last year with burglary down and auto theft up. So, we're overall holding relatively steady. I still have a little fear of underreporting due to, our response times. It helps a lot when we can have, one of those injured officers sit in the telephone report unit and be able to call people and keep the screen get better response times to people. However, I still think that if somebody's a victim of a crime, they deserve to see a police officer, and I'd like to be able to improve that, customer service level of the department. We had one of our, 30-year veterans retire the other day, and we've hired a new officer as of today to a lateral from Chico Police Department that started today. So we're keeping our numbers relatively at our max capacity of 98. We're still getting very good applicants coming into the department. Are you
getting new guys, or are you trying to do all that?
No, we're doing both. They're both open right now. We hired two that are doing great. They were entry levels, graduated Butte Academy. Both actually, one's from Wairika, and the other one's local guys, and they're doing great. They just take a little longer to get through the training program than somebody with you know, 10, 15 years of experience.
But they started at a much lower wage, too.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing good.
Plus, you can raise them the way you want.
No, they're really good guys. And they're learning fast, and they're excited. And that's that kind of enthusiasm we want, these young guys that want to go out and gals that want to go out and serve their
arrest
community.
People. You want them out there. So you want to mix it up.
We're doing good. I think we're still, of all the ones I've hired since I've been here, I think we've only got – it's less than five that weren't born or raised in the North State. So, you know, we're still – you know, even our laterals start somewhere else and then come home. So – and I'm one of those five, but it's my home now, so y'all are stuck with me.
What needs to happen that would enable you to get CSOs and reserves and start taking letting the cops do cop stuff instead of filling out lots of paperwork?
A budget. You know, dollars to hire people, that's the big challenge. You know, they just put up the construction fencing the other day around where the new police facility will sit. It would have been nice to be able to hold off on that and bring our staffing levels up first, but the building's just dilapidated to the point where we can't do that. So it's all going to be a budget issue. I don't think that there's anybody, you know, on council or the city manager's office is saying they don't want more staffing in the police department. It's just a matter of paying for that staffing.
Okay. So. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You want to find out what's going on in town? Check out KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, and all the rest of our shows, more local talk radio shows anywhere else in California.
We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get back into the chat room, everybody. I know we had like 4 or 5 days there. It was tough because of trying to redo all the servers.
Our server was hacked.
Not as bad as others.
It wasn't targeted at us.
It wasn't at us. It was just a drive-by. Yeah. A drive-by hacking. That got, in fact, there's still people off the air, but, you know, we were protected and they weren't coming for us. But the chat room took a couple of, they had to go back and rebuild the chat room. It's all working again. Come on back in. Sungold and Onion Grower and
it
a few
is
others.
Safe they're to go back they, in the water.
Yes, they feel lonely in there. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti in our last segment here. One of the things, Linda, you wanted
we
to talk
always
about.
Enjoy having you on, by the way. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and being the great public servant that you are, by coming here in your what do you want to call it? More than your uniform, it's called a
uniform.
Uniform.
It's not like I don't want to say your dress blues. What?
No, I just
is that a military term?
Yeah. Said,
okay.
No, we always wear blue, but yeah, you know, I'm in long sleeves today because we have an event later today that
you have a black band across your badge. What's that for?
You know, typically, you know, we wear them during Peace Officer Memorial Week, but. Today we're wearing them, and we'll wear them the rest of the week. At 10 o'clock, we are going to hold a dedication service, and a local bridge, I believe it's now called the Market Street Bridge, will be renamed as the Officer Ted Lyon Memorial Bridge. Retired Chief Hansen had the vision to name the bridge after Officer Ted Lyon, who was killed, actually was shot yesterday in 1967. And 47 years ago is a way overdue time period to dedicate something in the memory of somebody who paid the ultimate sacrifice in the service of this community. So that event will be down at the base of the bridge in Caldwell Park. We won't mount the signs until the bridge renovation is actually complete, but we're going to dedicate that and do that dedication ceremony today at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to ask you a question that you'll probably not be able to answer, but in the history of RPD, how many officers have fallen in the line of duty? Do you have an approximate number?
You know, I counted that the other day when I was when I spoke at the Peace Officers Memorial, and I can't remember the number. I know that Ted Lyon was the last.
Less than 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, one of the things that I would like to bring to our listeners' attention, too, as well as you were talking about a couple crimes that have been solved in the last, I guess you'd say in the last 30 days, one of which, and you were saying you're proud of your investigators, and I'm not sure, let's just bring it to the fruition of the show, is that there was a 16-year-old girl that was kidnapped from Sacramento by a gangster and brought up here for prostitution reasons, and we know we're hearing more about the sex trafficking on Highway 5. What's happened with that story?
Well, she actually escaped. I mean, she was locked in an apartment, and she was being used for the purposes of prostitution. He was advertising her on Craigslist. So, you know, for those people,
he was advertising. How did you do that?
What did it say?
They advertise massages or other things, and you know, the pimp answers the phone and goes and picks up the girl and delivers them. So anybody thinks that prostitution is a victimless crime is a little bit misinformed. Let's put it that way. And quite frankly, we haven't identified who her customers were. But it's pretty obvious when, you know, if you're going to partake in that trade, when it's a 16-year-old girl and not one that's 30. So, she was a runaway in Sacramento and was abducted by, he's a documented gang member and brought here for the purposes of prostitution. She was encountered by patrol, and patrol handed the investigation over to the Investigations Division. We've been working with the Sacramento Area Task Force on Human Trafficking and have done a very extensive investigation leading from Sacramento all the way through to Redding. So I'm really proud of the guys. I'm really proud of the investigation that they did, but it also brings concern. You know, this is the first case, you know, of righteous human trafficking that we've seen, and we have to, you know, really keep an open ear and eye out and monitor that as much as possible so that it doesn't become more prolific.
I'm curious about the 16-year-old girl. Was she being groomed by him? Was she somebody who was Facebooking with him? I'm curious about what her habits were.
I think he encountered her on the street as a runaway and just
took her.
So
because they can.
She's now back home safely with her family, and you know, we'll probably need you know, some help after this. But
I wonder how many thousands of people, children, disappear every year. I mean,
I don't know. Nationwide, I don't know.
We're going to have on Mr. Johnson, who's from Bethel. We'll be here Wednesday, and he's one of the guys that helps fight this, you know, the sex trafficking. And I'm give him a call today, see if he can come have some figures, because
it's a growing industry.
I mean, anytime you go, I mean, anytime
a crime that, industry.
You just see so many of them, and they just disappear. I mean, they go someplace.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like they come out to Hollywood and make it.
But the good story on this end is that he was captured, and she's back safe with her family. And I'm just, you know, it would be interesting to, like I said, follow the story of how what happened with her in this perilous journey of hers where she was.
You know, as we can release more information, you know, we will. We still have a prosecution that we have to secure, and we have a virtual plethora of felonies that he's being charged with, you know, and on both cases, because when we got him the second time, he actually had an 18-year-old girl that he was delivering
the second time.
So, well, the first time we found her and we were doing the investigation, then we got wind that he had another girl and was delivering her. So that's when
they caught him the second.
The
time.
Investigators actually set it up to, you know, deliver her to the investigators.
Also, it was a sting operation.
Yes. So, you know, it was a good job by the guys. They were, you know, trying to get all the details and everything put together so that they could go get the warrant and make the arrest. And then, you know, we found out that there was, because we already had the 16-year-old away, and found out there was another one, and the guys acted very quickly to set up the sting operation and put him in custody. So.
Hey, something is on the, just for...
On the chat pack
here. On the chat pack here that says that... every now and then I see someone in a van parked alongside of the road in our neighborhood working with some sort of gadget with an antenna. They are punching numbers or keys and have the van door open. I wonder if they are picking up wireless or hacking. Bob says it could be doing that, or it could be a legitimate operation by a contractor. But people will go in and steal. I mean, in today, I
if
mean,
you
it's,
have
it's,
a Wi-Fi there's n- router, is nothing, change your password.
Is there
Simple.
Nothing sacred? Is there nothing sacred?
No, not
where
anymore.
Do you see?
The information technology is a useful tool in our lives. I mean, it really eases a lot of different things. You know, as far as your ability to pay bills, your ability to do research, your ability to communicate through email and social media and everything else. But it also opens up a huge opportunity for those that want
guys.
To exploit that. And there's people now. I mean, I have friends that. You know, I got a Facebook page when I was in Iraq, because I could share pictures with my wife a lot easier. I'm never on the thing. But, you know, I've had circumstances even in Reading where people have mined into that and took pictures out to try to say things about me. So you have to be real careful when you're dealing with social media and other things. You know, you want to protect your
I've put your
you know,
face
your
on
privacy.
I put your face on other people.
Dartboards.
Well, we were at the, of course, a lot of rodeo events this weekend, and we went to the rodeo on Friday night. I can't remember what it was, but somebody said, oh, I saw you guys at the – people can follow your doings. We didn't post,
I have
but
never
other people posted.
I've never posted a picture to Facebook, and yet there's 100 of them on there.
Yeah. You know, when you go into your – how did that happen? I don't really understand it. But anyway, so we don't do anything that
Rob, it's
we're not running naked down the street.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Remember, there's satellites in your backyard. So
you know, there was a drone flying over the rodeo grounds. I mean,
there was a drone.
There was a drone.
Yeah. I think it was for the cameras for the probably CNN news and stuff. They did a lot.
It's the end of May. What's going to happen this summer, crime wise? What do people need to be looking at?
Well, you know, obviously we've been talking about crime prevention for quite some time. And you know, the town hall meeting, we went over crime prevention through environmental design. I think that we're going to see an influx of – sorry, I spent a lot of time driving yesterday. When I'm tired, my voice kind of peters out. But I think we're going to see an influx of what they call trimmers into the community. And that's that – you know, I guess you would say
The cultivators of marijuana.
But I think that this summer, as things get warm, we see the transient population change. We're starting today on our homeless outreach program, where we've actually pulled an officer from patrol. We've married them up with a mental health outreach worker that are focused on the homeless, eligibility worker, and folks from the rescue mission, so that we can offer them immediate shelter – mental health facilities and eligibility to try to solve the condition of homelessness. We're going to do that for a few weeks. We're going to gather some statistics as well on, you know, are you local, are you not, will you accept help, won't you accept help, are you mentally ill and can't accept help, you know, or don't know, don't realize that you need it. If you're not local, why did you come to Reading? You know, what brought you here? So we can actually get a true picture of what our homeless population looks like and try to develop some strategies. And we're going to do that for several weeks, a couple days a week, and do the outreach to the transient camps. And the officer is really there just to make sure that the social services workers are safe when they're out doing that.
Well, thank God there's some action there, because we all know that it's an increasing problem here. And so we like to hear that, okay, we're trying to do something to help with a solution. So thank you so much.
Can you do something called like Homeward Bound, and just after you find them and talk to them and give them a little treatment, give them a ticket home and some food coupons?
We're talking about that. The rescue mission does that now for those that are stranded, but on a very limited basis. And if we find that there's a lot of those when we do a little bit of the outreach, we may, you know, increase that program by asking the community to assist the rescue mission with that.
I think a lot of the community would help. Yeah. You know, if it would get these guys off.
But we also have to keep a database as to those we're helping, so they get it once. We're not paying for them to take donations.
No. Yeah, well, you want to send them home, and they get their money once they get home. All right.
Thank you, Chief Paletti.
Hey, tomorrow we've got the chairman of the the Wind is going to be here from Wind River. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Gary Haywood. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder says the U.S. is indicting five Chinese military officials accused of hacking into American companies to steal trade secrets.
These represent the first ever charges against known state actors for infiltrating United States commercial targets by cyber means.
The Attorney General says the Chinese hacked into six U.S. nuclear power, metals, and solar products industries. Holder says the companies affected include Alcoa, Westinghouse, and U.S. Steel. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered troops deployed near Ukraine to return to their home bases, but NATO's chief says there is no sign of any movement. Samuel Green of the King's College London Russia Institute says he's not surprised.
What the Kremlin is interested in is dragging out this process as much as possible, keeping as many of his own options on the table, which forces them.